AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. One of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's harshest critics plans to make good on his threat to remove the California Republican from his leadership post. Representative Matt Gaetz says he'll use a procedural tool called a motion to vacate to try and strip McCarthy of his office as soon as this week.
The one thing Democrats, Republicans, the White House, that we all have in common is that Kevin McCarthy at one point or another has lied to all of us. But if they want to keep him, then he belongs to them.
This comes after McCarthy relied on Democrats to provide the necessary votes to fund the government. The Supreme Court returns today for a new term with some major cases on the docket.
This term features some challenges to regulatory agencies and efforts to regulate social media platforms. And it's possible issues related to the prosecution of Donald Trump and efforts to keep him off the ballot in some states will reach the nation's highest court. The Supreme Court will hear a number of challenges over regulatory power, including whether the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau should continue being funded by the Federal Reserve, and a ruling from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that struck down a federal law that kept guns out of the hands of people facing domestic violence restraining orders. New restrictions imposed on the abortion pill mifepristone may or may not be argued this term. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Late night talk shows are returning after a 5-month absence brought on by the Hollywood writers' strike. John Oliver returned to his Last Week Tonight with a full-throttled endorsement of the strike and its successful outcome. As shows like The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel Live return to the air on Monday, actors will resume talks that could end their own strike. This is AP News. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has the entertainment update.
A grand jury in Las Vegas has indicted the last living suspect in the 1996 killing of rapper Tupac Shakur. Dwayne Keefe D. Davis was charged with murder on Friday. Prosecutors say while Davis was not the gunman, he was the ringleader for the drive-by shooting that killed Shakur. Does singer Dustin Lynch kill the cowboy or let him ride? Lynch's latest album is called Killed the Cowboy. He says he gave it that title because he is unsure of his next step.
A lot of the days I'm kind of beating myself up over figuring out where I'm supposed to be.
For the first time, U2 have performed without drummer Larry Mullen Jr. Bram Vandenberg filled in for Mullen, who is having health problems. On Friday, U2 performed the first of 25 gigs at the Sphere in Las Vegas, which has a high-resolution screen that wraps halfway around the audience. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.